This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the long-awaited review of Fianna Fáil's presidential election campaign was submitted to party leader Micheál Martin last night. Under the review's terms of reference, the Taoiseach will share its findings with members of the parliamentary party after he has considered the report. Joining me on the line now is Malcolm Byrne. He is a Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford. Malcolm, do you think you're going to get this now before the summer break, or before the Christmas break rather? The Taoiseach's jetting off to Brussels tomorrow evening.
Well, good morning, Sean, and good morning to your listeners on this very frosty morning. I anticipate that members of the parliamentary party will receive a copy of the report today. I never thought that the original month-long timetable was realistic, but I certainly felt that we were entitled to get the report before Christmas. And indeed, the Taoiseach at the parliamentary party meeting last week said that we would get the report. Look, there are a lot more important issues that we need to address around housing and infrastructure and disability services and childcare. But in many ways, the longer this report goes on, it becomes a distraction. And I think for our members and our supporters, they're entitled to know exactly who knew what and when. And then following on from that, recommendations with regard to how Fianna Fáil would select our candidate at the next presidential election.
A lot of your colleagues seem to have prejudged the Taoiseach in particular without having seen the findings of the report and want him gone. And the driver of, I suppose, much of the commentary is that. Do you lie in that camp? Do you think this is such a big mistake that Micheál Martin, a texter earlier said if he was a manager, he'd be sacked?
Well, what I want to do is I want to see the report. I mean, there's a lot of commentary. I haven't seen the report. I've read some of the media stories. I noted that the Taoiseach said he hadn't received the report, yet said, some of the stories at the weekend were untrue. For me, I want to read the report when, as I understand it, it's going to be given to us this evening. I understand there may be a meeting of the party called for later, the parliamentary party, to discuss it. I think in turn, then, our members and supporters around the country are entitled to know the chronology of exactly what happened. Because certainly, depending on what facts emerge, they may have had an impact on our vote on the 9th of September. And look, I'm pretty confident, given that if it's distributed to members of the parliamentary party, very wise political journalists like yourself, Sean, will have a copy of it by later today.
Yeah, especially if that meeting is tonight, as you're predicting there. Malcolm Byrne, TD for Wicklow Wexford, thanks a million for joining us. Also in the studio now is Derek Mooney, Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist. Derek, is this not a lot of Fianna Fáil tearing itself apart over something the public has moved on from?
There's an element of that, but I think these things become totemic of something else. And it is what's happening to Fianna Fáil. How is Fianna Fáil functioning as a political party? It's not been a couple easy few years for Fianna Fáil. And I think the presidential election just maybe encapsulated just the conduct of the campaign, the selection of the candidate, the degree to which people were expected just to go along and nod along. I think that just encapsulated problems of Fianna Fáil. So Malcolm is quite right, which is there are far more pressing issues in terms of housing, in terms of public transport, in terms of cost of living. There are so many pressing issues. But in terms of how a political party and government conducts itself, that's also critically important.
When you say it hasn't been an easy few years, Fianna Fáil won the general election. They're the largest party in local government, largest party in the Shannon as well. Like, it hasn't been that bad a few years for the party.
Well, if you take it on a graph from, we say, 2011 onwards, which is the low point, 17.3%, Fianna Fáil went up to 24-something percent in 2016 and then went back down again.
Mm.
And I think it's that point, which is Fianna Fáil is hovering around the 20-22%.
But is that not just the reality of the political landscape now? We're not living in a 2011 world. Sinn Féin have risen, Fine Gael have had some of their worst elections.
Oh no, what you have
still in government for what?
And you have a huge
14 years.
You have a huge amount of volatility. But is it Fianna Fáil's destiny to be a party of 20-22-23%, or is it capable of becoming more? And I think a lot of people believe it's capable of becoming more. And it's, if you look at 2016, what's the difference between 2016 and 2020? Well, Fianna Fáil had a clearer definition of what it was about. That's one of the reasons I've fallen out with Fianna Fáil. Mm. I don't claim to be impartial in these matters.
And so is that Micheál Martin's fault? Like he had
I think when the story of Micheál Martin is written, and when that's going to be written is another matter. I think when it is written, it'll be shown that from 2011 to 2015, 2016, he brought the party through a very, very difficult period of time. He held it steady. There was great pressures on the party to become Eurosceptic, to swing to the right, etc. And he held it right in the centre. He made some big, big decisions to which he is due an enormous credit. But I think from about 2017, 2018 onwards, you can certainly question some of the decisions, the extension of confidence and supply and a range of other matters like that in terms of his attitude to Northern Ireland. So I think there are areas where people have legitimate criticism of him. But if you're going to criticise him, you have to give him credit for the things he did in the early days as well.
I suppose the question is, are you going to throw the baby out with the bathwater here? Obviously, massive mistake when it came to the presidential election. Huge money wasted, huge reputational damage. But does changing the guard now to someone like Jim O'Callaghan actually address all of that and those internal issues within Fianna Fáil? Because I think a lot of people would say he has a very, Micheál Martin this is, has a very top-down leadership, small group that he consults with and doesn't really talk to the party. Does that fix it in the eyes of the public who are looking at the housing crisis, cost of living, everything else that they want fixed?
No, the idea that you change the face on the poster and everything gets better is certainly not the answer. But can the existing leadership that's been there for now 15 years, are they capable of convincing the public either that things are changing, that attitudes are changing, that the party's adopting a different... I'm not too sure that works either. So one of the great mantras of politics that was told many years ago was that for a newly elected TD, your first election is a reasonably easy election, as much as any election is easy. But it's your second election that becomes the most difficult one. And I think for a lot of first-time Fianna Fáil TDs, and again, credit due to Micheál Martin, there are a good number of first-time Fianna Fáil TDs in the current cohort. They are looking at the next election, which will be their most difficult election, where Fianna Fáil will have been in power for a number of years. And they're facing into that and thinking, is Micheál Martin the best person who at that stage could be 17 or 18 years as leader of the party? Is that the person best suited to get them hold their seats? And I think people are looking for a different way at that. And therefore, it's not just changing the face on the poster. It's about changing the approach of the party, about changing its messaging and giving it a clearer definition. I think people find it difficult within Fianna Fáil are finding it difficult to define what differentiates Fianna Fáil from Fine Gael. And that's the big problem at the moment. Can people tell the difference between both parties? And I think for a number of people, it's difficult to tell the difference.
So how do you see this playing out, both in terms of the Taoiseach surviving, but also this report? And we're kind of a little bit of guesswork. We obviously haven't seen it. But what seems to be the tenor of it is there were issues. Those issues were raised before Jim Gavin was a candidate, but they put it to Jim Gavin. He denied it. They didn't have the proof. That will, I assume, be what the leadership is hiding behind. Does he survive this?
If you look at the history of spills or heaves or moves against the party leader in Fianna Fáil, most of them fail on the day. So most of them don't, but they do in the short term succeed. So if you look at vote of confidence that Brian Cowan put down on himself, he won that and then was gone within a couple of weeks. And you can look back at the various votes against Charlie High, etc. Now, there's not a direct parallel because the rules have changed. But in terms of does the heave succeed, I'm not too sure it does on the day, but I don't think that's the point. When the party leader has lost the support of the overwhelming majority of his own TDs. But I think what's different this time is I think Micheál Martin has also lost the support of a lot of the party members and certainly the councillors. And in the past, leaders have been able to go over the heads of TDs and go straight to the party membership. I don't think he's going to have that luxury this time.
Okay, Derek Mooney, Public Affairs and Communications Advisor and former Fianna Fáil strategist. Thanks for joining us in News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.